Wheat streak mosaic virus is showing up in winter wheat fields, particularly across central South Dakota. The virus has been confirmed in multiple samples recently submitted to the SDSU Plant Diagnostic Clinic. The disease is spread by the wheat curl mite, a nearly invisible pest that moves with the wind from plant to plant, especially among grassy hosts. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Madeline Shires says the symptoms are easy to spot.
The most common severe symptom is going to be yellow chlorotic streaks up and down the leaf of the plant. It can just cause some general chlorosis where plants are just a little more yellow than what you would expect them to be.
In addition to yellow streaking, the virus can cause stunting and in severe cases prevent head formation entirely, resulting in significant yield loss. There's no cure once a field is infected. Shires explains that foliar fungicides won't work against a virus. She says the best defense is breaking the green bridge, a strategy that disrupts mite habitat between crops.
Spray out volunteer wheat and other grass crops that serve as hosts for wheat streak mosaic virus so that those mites can't move from one wheat field to a fallow grassy field or a field with volunteer wheat, and then move into a newly planted wheat crop in the fall.
Some wheat varieties do offer genetic tolerance. Right now, most positive cases are being identified in winter wheat fields in central counties. Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu and search wheat streak mosaic virus. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.